session number 27189, reel 12.
Poulson, reel 12. You were saying that it suited you to be an officer.
Yeah. Taking my temperament. Well, it suited me.
Are there any disadvantages to being in the army?
Difficulties?
Disadvantages and difficulties, yes.
No, not as far as I remember. When I look back, wherever I was in the infantry school, the guard, and then I was in Gaza. I liked it. I don't think I ever had I don't think there was a place I felt it wasn't a place I felt how I'm going to express myself. All my duty has been a pleasure to perform. Well, I was very during my time in the army, and because of the experience I had from the war, I was very interested in survival techniques, winter warfare, you know, certain things. I got very interested in leadership. And I wrote quite a lot of articles in military, not pamphlets, but
journals
about these things. Quite a lot of civilian leadership theories just floating around for a while. And for some reason, they were trying to apply that kind of leadership in the army. And I made a very great mistake, in my opinion. In the armed forces, the leadership you are going to develop must be for war, and not for how to manage a unit in peace. I don't say management isn't. You need management, sure. But first of all, you need how to lead in war. And that's quite a different thing.
Do you think that leadership is something that can be learned and can be taught, or is it something that is instinctive?
You can certainly learn quite a lot, but I think it... some very intelligent people will never be good leaders for some reason or other. So I think it's more or less in you.
I mean, there is a view that leadership is something which is a quality you are born with and it can be developed, but you can't put it there if it isn't there in the first place.
I believe so.
What are the essential qualities you need to be a good military leader? Is it something that you can describe?
Hello, where am I going to express myself? on the lower plane level. In Mauritian Army, we don't have experienced NCOs. Yeah, only all NCOs are young people, but and their head is full of what they learned at school, but they don't have experience. So the Norwegian army, stick to the army, the young officer must know his job thoroughly. And by that I mean he must also be better than everybody else in his platoon or whatever he has. Weapon training, tactics, all the small things that will give him authority. He must be trusted. He must always think of this, what is best for his men, take care of them in all circumstances. On the other hand, he must always the mission must be accomplished. An officer must lead, or an NCO too, must lead by example, at least on the platoon company level. He can't. He has to be in the up front, and I think quite a lot of battalion commanders and brigade commanders too has to be up front more than we did in our army. Well, there are quite a lot of other things there. But I can't put my finger on it.
No. Do the requirements change at the senior level? Do the requirements change at a senior level, at a higher level, as you go up the chain of command? Are there other things that you need to emphasise?
Well, when you come higher up, you've got the staff. And it's very important to be able to use your staff properly. Details are very important. And for me, details are very important when it comes to weapon training, when it comes to how to take winter warfare and so on. It's all details. But when you, as a brigade commander, then you have to give you have to listen to what people are going to say. Right? You have the artillery commander, you have the well, I have all the different specialists, and they are going to listen to them, and they never agree. Certainly, they don't agree. But sooner or later, you have to make a decision, and from that moment on, the order you are given and the way the way to do it has been decided by you, then everybody in your staff has the same opinion, loyalty. Upwards and downwards, it's very important. In the civilian life, you often see that if people don't like what they are told to do, they don't do it, or they do it their own way. That would never work in a military operation.
Is that the essential difference between the civilian management and the military leadership?
Well, I don't know very much about civilian leadership, but I'm amazed when I've been told of loyalty. It isn't very common in the civilian life, I'm told of. You see it in the universities, you see it in the schools, you see it in private companies and so on. Many people aren't loyal. And I think civilian leadership is quite a lot to learn from military leadership. Well, I don't know if I express myself properly, but
I think it's quite clear.